This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. State lawmakers Wednesday amended the proposed Tobacco Products Act to make the new regulations friendlier to retailers. KUNM's Nash Jones reports lawmakers reduced licensing fees and eliminated criminal penalties.
The original bill made selling tobacco to people under 21 a misdemeanor. Bill co-sponsor, Democratic Senator Linda Lopez, proposed removing penalties for store clerks, saying it's the business owner, not their minimum wage employee, who should bear that responsibility. Several committee members, including Republican Senator Mark Moores, pushed back on that idea.
You're going to throw an owner in jail for a year, but not the clerk who sells it.
In the end, lawmakers removed all criminal penalties but kept fines for selling to minors. The original bill had already eliminated penalties for minors who buy tobacco or e-cigarettes. Another debate concerned how much retailers should pay to get licensed. The initial proposal set it at $1,000 a year. Republican Senator Gregory Baca wanted the fee to be lowered to $100, but others argued it should be high enough to deter people from selling products known to cause harm. The bill passed out of committee with a slightly reduced fee of $850 for the initial license, plus $500 to renew each year. It now heads to the Senate Finance Committee. A similar bill is advancing in the House. For KUNM, I'm Nash Jones.
This story is part of the project Your New Mexico Government. Funding for our legislative coverage is provided in part by the Thornburg Foundation, the New Mexico Local News Fund, and KUNM listeners like you.